This is a FUBAR Radio podcast. Go to FUBARradio.com for more details.
Hugh Joseph and Michael Payne on FUBAR Radio.
Friday, Friday. It's fine. You ain't got no job. And you ain't got shit to do this
morning. Yo, that time of the week again. It is the Friday Social. Hugh and Michael with you. How you doing, fella? Well, Mikey on there. Hang on, that one's
not. I was just off mic there. I went to put my jacket down and I have I sounded good?
No. Sounding
good. Wait.
There we go. Hang on, maybe you just need
to. Is that better?
Yeah, twist it around a little bit. There it is.
These mics, they're so reactive, isn't they?
Sometimes they are a little bit sensitive, just like me. Just like me. How are you, man? You doing all right? What's going on?
It's good. It's release day today.
Is it? Of it what?
Is. Oh, wait, is that day release? No, it's release day. Day release was last week.
Of what?
Well, I've just dropped a new EP, a brand new EP.
Oh, the Let Em See It.
Let Em See It, yeah.
Is produced, that out today?
Yeah, 100% produced by The Last Skeptic.
Wow.
Featuring guest verses from Trim, Screwfizzar, Giggs, Tony D, Jordan from Rizzle Kicks, Doc Brown. It's amazing. 7-track EP. I'm going to be playing some tunes today, man.
Am I going to kick off the show playing one right now?
Should we? Yeah. Let's get narcissistic.
It's actually...
It's out today to buy.
Oh, man, I had no idea.
It's sitting at number 4 in the hip-hop charts on iTunes, which is nice. It's only being kept at number 4 by Kendrick Lamar, Maximum's Grime Time mixtape, and fucking Macklemore.
Oh, that guy.
God.
That guy. Hey, congratulations, man.
Thanks very much.
Unfortunately, we are going to play a couple of your songs, but we were completely unprepared.
I'm unprepared because I was actually
for your launch day, unfortunately. Were we? Were we unprepared for this?
We were. I was severely unprepared.
Come in the studio. Come on. Come in the studio. Michael Payne. On behalf of everybody here at FUBAR, we wanted to wish you a very successful launch. This is officially your launch party. We've got a bottle of Prosecco coming in the studio right now.
Amazing!
Hey.
Day release!
Huge, mate. We're so stoked. We've been bumping Start Again, featuring gigs here quite a lot. It is out. It is officially out today. Make sure you go and cop it.
It's been a long time coming, man. Like nearly 2 bloody years since my last release. And I've been sort of out of the musical loop doing stuff like hosting radio shows and writing R&B songs with Alana Verde.
Yep.
So now it's time to just be a rapping ass motherfucker again.
Oh, man. And we are actually opening a bottle of Prosecco.
We are. So this is about as rap as it gets. Do you know what I mean? We've got the champs in the studio.
Oh, there we go.
Look at that.
Pour a little glass of bubs. Mate, congratulations. It's a big day. Throughout the show today, we're going to play every single song on it and have a little chat about it. And we just want to celebrate because we're all super proud of you. And it is already what we've heard. It's just incredibly good.
Thanks very much.
Seeing it all over social media and everywhere. Everyone's loving it. And as you said, it's 4 in the hip-hop charts already. Yeah. It's only just come out a couple of hours ago. So, mate, big tings, blood.
I'm stoked. Yes.
Big tings.
Yes. I'm going to take anyone's eye
here
out.
Here we go. Do it.
Actually going to really pop this cork.
Yeah.
Champagne for my
congratulations,
campaign.
Mate. Congratulations.
Thanks very much.
It's good, man. It's been a little work in progress, hasn't it? Because I know you've been sort of pretty much since I've known you, you've been sort of just been sort of chipping away at it and writing it and getting
exactly.
Into it.
It was one of those ones where I've been writing things which to be perfectly honest at the time weren't even for the EP. You know, I was kind of concentrating on the second album because I put out Blameless Barkley, which is my debut album. In like 2013 on a major label, and then sort of went back to independence again and sort of had to re-strategize and get back into the swing of things and keep old fans engaged and stuff, you know what I mean? There you go.
Well, cheers mate. Congratulations.
Yeah. Here's to rap.
And today's all about you, buddy.
Mm.
This is all about you. Congratulations.
Thanks,
pal.
Thank you very much. Yeah, so I suppose I got into the studio with The Last Skeptic, with the view to we were doing stuff at his project, and then we started writing a few things, and then we just thought, fuck this, man! Like, let's just make. We love 90s hip hop,
yeah.
So let's just make like a 90s hip hop inspired EP. We'll make it like three or four tracks, really quite small, just bite-sized stuff, because, you know, obviously things move at such a fast pace now that your shit's sold the next day after it comes out. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, so true.
So we said we'd make this like three or four track EP, but then we started getting some guests on it, and I think the first guest we got on it was Jordan from Rizzle Kicks. Then Doc Brown later on jumped on that tune. And then we had like Tony D, and who's a legend, absolute legend to me. He's like an amazing battle MC, but just an amazing MC in general. He's from the world famous Poisonous Poets.
Yep.
Did consist of, you know, Doc Brown. Doc Brown was in that crew as well. And like Reveal, Low Key, obviously, who's a massive legend to me. And then we got like Trim and Screwfizz are involved, and then to put the icing on the cake, we got Gigs involved, and that became the first single, and that's what we've been bumping on the station quite a lot. But yeah, today we're gonna play, you know, we'll stagger the other six tunes on the EP, and I'll just give you a little introduction, or tell you the sort of motives behind that tune, what the tune's about, and blah blah blah.
Love it, mate. I am gonna interview you today.
Awesome.
How about that?
Yeah.
So where can people cop it now? So iTunes, obviously. It's there.
Yeah, it's
called Let M See It.
Yep, Let M See It. It celebrates the MC, the lyricist, the poet. And you can get it on iTunes now. You can stream it on Apple Music. You can stream it on Spotify. It's on Amazon. There aren't any hard copies yet, but the EP is so hard that there are hard copies.
Yeah.
Every copy's a motherfucking hard copy.
Actually, you could even probably interview yourself a little bit today.
I probably could.
So if we were about to interview, we've got Michael Payne in the studio right now. We're about to play Start Again featuring Gigs.
Mm-hmm.
What would you like to ask yourself before we play this? It's going to be a very schizophrenic show. I'm really excited.
It is, yeah.
Really
I'll excited. Be like, so Michael, how long did it take you to get Gigs in the studio? Because he is a man in demand at the moment.
Yeah.
You know, he probably had the verse of the year last year on Man Don't Care, the JME song. He's done numerous massive, massive guest appearances since, obviously, Three Wheel Ups with Kano. How did you manage to get him in? Because you're not really, your two styles of rap don't really marry, do they? Well, Michael.
I love this. So good. I'm just going to go for a poo. I'm going to be back in about 2.5 hours. No, this is great. Go for it, man.
And now that was basically, well, myself and Gigs, we've been sort of friends for a while. We first kind of spoke literally the day I got back from LA. We were at a Nike party having a chat. Became sort of friends, and he's always known I've been a big fan of his. And then I just kind of texted him maybe about a year ago to do a tune. And, you know, Gigs is a very particular MC, so he's not one of those ones that will do a song just for the sake of doing it. It has to be him. Do you know what I mean? So, you know, there was a time when we were like, okay, cool, we're actually going to get in the studio. Then he was moving house, and then he had a baby daughter. So all these things, you know, obviously they're massive events in his life, and, you know, you can't really go to the studio and make rap tunes when, you know, you're moving house or after your baby's a new baby's just come into your life. So it was getting delayed for a bit, but then he just he sort of hit me up and he was like, let's get into the studio next week. So we went to the Last Skeptic studio, sat in his studio for a bit. Gigs actually picked the beat, you know what I mean? And then we just did it.
How was he like writing in the studio? Like
he doesn't write.
His
technique is amazing. He what he does is he'll sit there, you know, we'll get wavy in the studio.
Yeah.
Various substances. And you know, just sit there, call out. It was like late as hell. It must have been about sort of gone midnight when we actually started the song. And he would just sit there vibing, and then he'll think of like, he'll be thinking of bars. When he thinks of he might think of like four, you know, and then he'll go to the mic, he'll record it, and then he'll sit down again, and then he listens to that bit, and then he just carries on going from there. So he never writes anything down on paper.
Right.
And it's a brilliant technique. And
that's
a lot
because
of
he's green. He really likes to save the planet.
Exactly.
That's
very economical. He turned up in his Toyota Prius.
Yeah. You know? Electric car,
exactly,
all of that.
Exactly.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Put all his litter in the bin straight away. Separated it. All the recycling. You know, this is the
what
glass.
A guy.
Do you know what I mean?
A guy.
And he's very gangster with it. Do you know what I mean? He's, very, he's still very gangster with it. And yeah, no, it's it was just really cool to be in the studio with someone that doesn't use, because pretty much every MC, maybe apart from Jordan actually, Jordan Stevens from Rizzle Kicks is the only other MC that I've been in the studio with, I think, that doesn't actually write.
Yeah,
you know, they just commit things to memory, write, record them, and then just keep going.
To listen to more of this episode and to catch up on all of our shows, go to FUBARradio.com.